This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Or on corruption, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It says 10250 on the screen. You want to fix that to one if it's one? Okay. All set. Welcome back. We're here in the crazy town, hot seat zone. This is Marley Yiannopoulos standing in for Alex Jones. Now, much controversy everywhere in the media about the question of these kids. What did they know? Who have they been coached by? What's been happening? Jim Hoff's been in huge trouble, the guy who runs Gateway Pundit, massive trouble for allowing one of his writers to accuse them of being quote-unquote crisis actors, quite a claim. Well, Alex Jones here at InfoWars has been doing the research. Jim Hoft himself from Gateway Pundit is going to be on talking. Alex Jones has just walked into the building. We're about to have him after this break coming up. He's gone through the evidence. He's looking at exactly what we know and what we do not know about these guys. And joining me after the break in just a moment will be Alex Jones getting to the heart of what a lot of people have noticed about these child actors, is that there's something seems to be off. Something seems to be a bit peculiar about the scripted Twitter accounts, the scripted media appearances, and then the occasional kind of jumps off message and all the rest of it, and that strange video of the same boy in California. So we're going to find out exactly what's happening. Alex is with us right now. We'll be right back with Alex Jones in the hot seat.
I'm angry. Christian murderers gone, they're on giant death factories, keeping babies alive, selling their body parts. What more do you need to know about these people? I go out and face these scum. They literally crawl out from under us. They're green in the skin, and they run around screaming, we love Satan, we want to eat babies.
I kill my kids.
Hillary's in the creepy weird sick stuff, man.
He came, he saw, he died.
Sleeps in the same room with that creepy weird woman whose mother wears a hood over her head. That woman number one is ugly. Imagine how bad she smells, man. I'm told her and Obama just speak. Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur.
There's a guy on the radio who apparently Trump's on his show frequently. He said, me and Hillary are demons. Said we smell like sulfur. Ain't that something?
I have never seen or smelled any woman like that, ever.
People are telling me she smells.
Who could not notice someone who smelled that bad?
Spirit gets close to that evil and I feel it go. We'll such self-centered crap. We don't even notice and it's ever rising up against us. Millions of pointed people of the very worst type, and I'm so pissed. We're gonna sell your daughter at the mall.
I was watching Fox News as I worked out this morning, and they had the police chief on making excuses from that town of Minnesota, and they had the Fox News host, this is the Fair and Balanced channel, going, Donald Trump really stepped in at this time. He said it was a bombing before it had officially been called a bombing, and Hillary's on him, and she's got some really good points.
Thank you.
Scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. We are here in the epicenter of global freedom, Austin, Texas, the InfoWars studio. I am Marley Yiannopoulos sitting in for your usual host. Now, look, I've had someone calling me all day, texting me all day. Please, can I come on? Please, I've got breaking news. He won't leave me alone. I've finally taken pity on him. So my new chief investigative reporter is in studio with me today. I've taken pity on him at last and given him an hour. Take it away, chief investigative reporter.
Well, Milo, it is good to be here with you. And, of course, he's joking. I was seriously already planning him here today, but not on such a serious information. Always jovial, always very, very funny. Always a very gay lad over here, always in a good mood. The old meaning of that. So, yes, thanks for having me here on the Alex Jones Show.
You're welcome. So you have been digging deep into the Florida crisis situation. What most people are interested in is the internet ablaze with rumors that there's something off about these kids. There's something off about the reporting in general. Now, Gateway Pundit, the blog, has got into a lot of trouble for posting a piece by Lucian Wintrick that said that they were quote-unquote crisis actors, which is a big claim to make after a huge tragedy, that these children, survivors of a brutal mass shooting that killed 17 people, are being coached. And so there's something not quite right about them. Video coming out about the boy in California, all kinds of stuff, you know, photos of them in CNN being deleted. You have spent the time that I've been co-hosting digging deep into the details here and finding out what really happened. What have you discovered?
Well, first, some background. I started seeing these anomalies last Friday, and I don't normally tell the crew here because they're so intrepid, and I trust them, hey, hold off on stuff. Mm-hmm. But I said they misrepresented what we said about Sandy Hook that had a lot of anomalies, and they've been misrepresenting a lot of other things that we've said and done. And on Friday, NBC News and others were saying, oh, you know, Jones is trying to say nothing happened in Florida like he always does. Well, as you notice, there's no video, there's no audio of that. That's not what we've said. That's not what we've done. Now, I ended up taking some time off that I was going to use for launching some of the new satellite uplinks and big TV deals that we've already gotten done that I'll be announcing in the next few weeks. But instead of doing a workcation on that, I have been on this. I did something I rarely do. I stayed home much of the day yesterday and just got in front of my office computer, and I spent 6 hours at least doing deep research so that I can tell the viewers and the listeners what we've discovered. There's so much evidence that it gives me a headache. And I think you just alluded to the beginning of it. What we do know is there's a cover-up going on. They are pulling videos of this young man, a David Hogg, whose father is an FBI agent, whose mother is a big Democrat and big anti-gun person, who is an anti-gun activist and invented a bunch of anti-gun videos and reports already. They are pulling these videos everywhere and pulling videos off Facebook, Instagram, you name it, from their own sites of him in some type of CNN visit, internship, VIP thing.
Then they're pulling photos of them in the drama department with the other three students. So A, there's a cover-up going on. Mm-hmm. B, when you pull back from this, they are demonizing anyone that even asks questions. Well, when you're a young person and a survivor, and I believe the mass shooting happened, and when you end up being a spokesperson in the adult life, and you're a senior in high school, and you're articulate, you're in a man's world. So you can't then have the Democratic Party, CNN, MSNBC, go and get four students out of 3,000 at the school, and it's four students that we're hearing about, and then it just goes on from there. So I want to be clear. From our deep research, I've got like 16 video clips here. I've interviewed multiple students on air, off air. We've played clips of national news, people shooting iPhone video over national news, where students are multiple shooters. I witnessed two people at the same time shooting. I saw Nicholas, the reported shooter, Cruz, with other people when shots are going off. He didn't have a weapon. None of that's getting out, even though the news is interviewing lines of people the day it happens. Mm-hmm. And I've had guests on that said, oh, yeah, almost everybody I talked to said there were two shooters and that there had been a drill and they were firing blanks. And and then now we even found national news admitting they had a drill with blanks being fired. Not a month before with the Secret Service, but that day. So all we're saying is, what in Hades is going on here? So we're going to walk through this in the hour. And then Jim Hoff, very respected Gateway pundit, broken hundreds of top stories, thousands of major stories. I mean, just amazing sources inside the White House. Drudge links to it all the time. And he simply had one of his writers point out what was already on fire yesterday. And here's the headline. School exposed. School shooting survivor turned activist. David Hogg's father is FBI. Well, he is the school shooting survivor. He has turned activist, and his father is FBI. Appears to have been coached on anti-Trump lines. Now, you've got him. Clearly, you know when somebody's reading off a teleprompter or messing up their lines or can't remember them. I was at a school function last night, and my oldest daughter couldn't remember some lines and kind of choked. She never does that. She usually wins. But it was, you know, she kind of choked a little bit. You could tell she was choking. So you know, maybe it's stress, whatever. We're not saying it didn't happen. But everything that was put in that article we'd already covered, simply pointing it out. So let's put some more of the images of him at CNN. And again, him with the CBS producers, with the rest of the school in an anti-gun piece that they did last year. Yes, you heard me right. So these are all drama students. They're also in the school paper. They want to be journalists. They're trying to get internships at CNN. They're doing CBS interviews that are anti-gun before this happens. And we have a student joining us at the bottom of the hour who is a real student, gave us his ID, is on the school site. Snopes came out and said he's an actor. This group funded by Soros that runs the internet, that censors you and everybody else, who's the arbiter of truth, no judge, no jury, just Judge Dredd Snopes. They came out and said, this is fake by InfoWars. This person isn't real. We'll put it up on screen. This young black man, Jaylen Martin, he isn't real. He lives 200 miles away. So he then ended up calling Snopes, got on the phone. They said, oh, we know you're at the school. We thought someone stole your identity. So they're saying Jaylen Martin, who's on record a senior and survived, and who, by the way, knew the shooter as well, they're saying he's a fake. Okay, so they're saying what they say we said when we didn't say it. We, and I agree with Gateway Pundit, said school shooting survivor turned activist, David Hogg's father's FBI appears to have been coached on anti-Trump lines. There's no appeared. There are 3,000 students. Take this away. Four of them, I can't turn on the radio. We have every major cable channel on. It's all you see. And then they're laughing and giggling and having fun and hamming the camera and doing narcissist flip-outs and are just on cloud 5 billion right now, in my opinion.
Cloud 9,000.
In a man and woman's world, in an adult world, they are on television. in front of God and country, saying, how dare you do this to us? No more. Not one more dead young person, Trump. You will get rid of the guns. All gun crime is your fault. Well, when somebody runs over somebody with a car, it's not their fault. Somebody stabs somebody. Somebody sells somebody heroin. It's not, you know, everybody who ever took an opiate's fault. But we're supposed to just take this guilt on and let people sit there and lecture us, you know, in a man's world, and then, oh, your dad's FBI, oh, your mom's a big Hillary supporter and Bernie supporter and Democrat and anti-gun and an activist, and you're in anti-gun videos with national television, and all this, and the school stood down, and people stood down, even though the girlfriend says he was going to kill everybody, we warned everybody. We've interviewed the man that called the FBI on Cruz, and they wouldn't do anything, but none of you guys standing down with a clearly autistic individual saying and doing all this have anything to blame. I'm not blaming the students or even the school. I'm blaming the government. And then I'm to blame. And then if I go, wait, why is it four of you out of 3,000? And why are you all hooked up with the Democrats? And why are you already in anti-gun programs? And why are you trying to do internships at CNN? And then I ask that, and I'm supposed to be banned forever. And aides to congressmen are being fired for pointing out these kids look like actors from some Saturday morning special.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste.
Never waste a good crisis.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. They never want to let a good crisis go to waste. I am not saying that there wasn't a mass shooting in Florida. But when Islamists that Obama and Hillary turned loose in the Middle East kill close to a million people, it's not even a news item. It's called an Arab Spring. When Christians and Jews and non-radical Muslims get killed and sold into slavery and little girls gang raped by over 100 men, it doesn't even hit our news. But when 15 young people die, it's the end of the world and it's all gun owners' fault. Now remember Rahm Emanuel, on the Wall Street Journal television years ago said, you don't let a good crisis go to waste. And Hillary, as you just saw, said that as well. Milo Yiannopoulos, best-selling author, talk show host, is co-hosting with me here today. But I wanted to just get to the meat and potatoes of what we know. People want the truth about crisis actors. We know the Democratic Party has hired crisis actors and run ads for demonstrations and things like that before and to go out and stir up trouble. We've gotten the internal contracts where they even wanted them to cause civil unrest. I'm not saying these are crisis actors. In the media, when we talk about them being actors, being in journalist school, being fans of CNN, being in anti-gun programs already, is that they're clearly coached, and out of 3,000 students at that high school in Florida, four of them are who you see on 99% of the news. And I've talked to students, we have one coming up in the next segment, many of the students are very open-minded or pro-gun. But none of these students, I've talked to some of them, they're coming up, are put on the news because CNN or others will say, what's your view? They'll do a pre-interview. When they're pro-gun, they're not invited to the town hall. They're not invited on the program. So are we saying the shooting didn't happen? Are we saying they're all actors and that they're faking that something happened? No, the media is saying that. What we're saying is that, just as Gateway Pundit wrote, school shooting survivor turned activist dad, Hogg's father, in FBI, appears to have been coached on anti-Trump lines. That's all true. School shooting survivor, turned activist, his dad is in the FBI, and he appears to be heavily coached. And then it's the same four people over and over and over again, and now he's gone on national television to say over and over again with the known CIA operative, Anderson Cooper. So the guy's dad's FBI. He's on the CIA guy's show. He's on the fake news, CNN, known for staging things. And he says over and over again, I am not a crisis actor. I am not a crisis actor. I am not a crisis actor. No, you're a Democratic Party operative. Your father and your mother are on record. You go to CNN. You're all over other news programs being anti-gun. You were interviewed by CBS to give your whole anti-gun spiel before all this happened. And so what we're saying is you're being used as a tool, as a spokesman, as a mouthpiece, so people can say, oh, it's a child. Don't disagree with what he says when he says, not one more child can die. Give me your guns. Well, you're not a child. You're a senior in high school who's in journalism school and also in drama. And so are your other friends. And so you're now in this world. And we're going to point out that why out of 3,000 is it only this four? Here he is saying he's not a child actor.
First of all, that Donald Trump Jr. is liking tweets, espousing a conspiracy theory involving you and your dad. I'm wondering what goes through your mind when you hear that.
I'm just so sorry that these people have lost their faith in America, because I know I certainly haven't. The fact that these people refuse to believe that something like this could happen is something that all of us don't want to believe. But the sad truth is that it is. These people saying this is absolutely disturbing, and I'm not an actor in any sense, way, shape, or form. I'm the son of a former FBI agent, and that is true. But as such, it is also true that I go to Stoneman Douglas High School.
When was the last time you ever heard kids say as such?
I was
a witness. He's looking off like he's reading a...
When was the last time you ever heard a kid say as such in that way? As such.
Well, that's the whole thing is...
It's unbelievable to me that these people are even saying this. And the fact that Donald Trump Jr. liked that post is disgusting to me. But it's also false in terms of the sense that these people keep saying that I'm anti-Second Amendment. I'm not. I would love if I want every
American. That's a classic Bloomberg line. Everything out of these guys' mouth.
It's a lie before.
Hit pause for a minute, Milo. All I'm saying is Jim Hoff shouldn't be kicked off speaking engagements, and they shouldn't have members of Congress's aides being fired because they said these kids look like actors and sound like it. By the way, it's all the same four ones and all these anti-gun deals. And CBS News reports, I mean, we've got all this, and now day one, they're the only ones all over the news. I mean, that right there, Milo.
It's just very weird to me. You've got this town where the biggest news story of the month, maybe it's going to turn into the biggest news story of the year, is happening. It's swarming with reporters. Everywhere you look, there are reporters. Everywhere you look, there are journalists and news cameras. And yet the only people allowed to be interviewed are these same couple of kids. That's not how crises work. I mean, I've been a journalist for like 8-9 years. This is not how it works on the ground. You get whoever you can. There must have been some kind of organizational decision making to put these four kids forward. Someone's made that decision, and they've made that decision in consultation with parents, with the teachers, and
they hit the ground within, before the shooting's even over. Hogg is videotaping in closets, like the aliens are at the door, they're about to kill us. I mean, you can, it's like, oh my God, they're coming. It's like Blair Witch Project, and then they're out there everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, look,
but no one else.
What's really bizarre to me is that these four kids, all of whom have the same opinion, all four kids share the same views, the same ideas about what should happen, all appear, they're all beautifully eloquent, nicely turned out. They're, you know, this is...
Look at this, they've all got glamour shots. Her document cam on this shot, show the HD of it. They've all got glamour shots.
Right.
And here they are with CBS News doing an anti-gun shoot.
This is Broward County. I mean, you know, Broward County is not a particularly lovely bit of Florida. There are a couple of nice homes there, so it is, you know, on average, you know, slightly whatever. But Broward County is where XXXTentacion comes from, the rapper who was, you know, who was put in prison for beating up his pregnant girlfriend. This is not, you know, Pompano Beach and whatever is in Florida. This is not a beautiful bit of Florida, I'm sorry to say. And for these perfectly turned out, look, I'm not in a position, having not done the amount of research that you have done, to make a conclusive assessment. I don't know for sure, but what I can tell, every instinct I have, every journalistic instinct I have, is telling me that there is something up.
And by the way, on Facebook, Twitter, everywhere, despite the media force feeding this, no one I know is buying, including family that thinks I'm wrong a lot of the time. Everyone is like, Alex, why aren't you saying it's fake?
Yep.
Look at these actors. Look at these polished kids. They're all saying the same crap, but it's only them out of 3,000 kids. And then if you even begin to call, his dad's FBI, his mom's a big Democrat, he's going and hanging out at CNN and at the CNN News Center and doing VIP intern visits, and so are the other kids. They go, oh my God, you say the kids didn't get hurt, nothing happened, Alex. And we're not saying that. We're simply asking questions. We'll be right back with Milo Yiannopoulos and more. We've got one of the students they don't want you to hear from on the other side of this break, Infowars.com, Newswars.com, and Dangerous.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it,
which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com and your purchase funds the operation.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars.com studios.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Ioannopoulos, standing in for Alex, but also accompanied by Alex, my glamorous and intrepid chief investigative reporter for the hour, Alex Jones. Welcome to the show. And Alex has been digging into the inconsistencies. I think the best way to describe this is a strange smell. There is a strange smell.
The stink.
The stench. Of something weird.
The stank.
Over the stank.
The taint.
All right, but you're like a walking thesaurus. I love it. There's something weird about the tweets from the four kids who have been wheeled out to repeat anti-gun talking points in the media. And Alex has been digging down into what exactly is going on. I'm going to hand over to him now. He has a guest on who's going to shed some more light on the situation.
That's right. We're lining up that young man who's been on before. And who goes up with his friends and says, we're pro-gun, we're ready to tell you what we saw. And they go, oh, no, no, thank you.
You mean CNN didn't find time to express his view?
CNN did not talk to this young man who is on his way home before he calls us. And
I thought they were fair and impartial. I thought they were going to have a range of views in their town.
No, they're not. So let's just review before we get into the other evidence, these other clips we haven't gotten to before he joins us. Let's just review. I get up yesterday and today, and the headlines are, Trump has created an atmosphere where they're saying no one was shot in Florida and where children are being attacked. And then you go read what they're attacking, Jim Hoff, the Gateway Pundit. He's like, well, this kid's mom's a big Democrat. He gets these VIP visits to all these places. His mom's involved in all this anti-gun stuff. So's his dad. His dad's former FBI. And why is it only the four kids out of the 3,000 at the school that we keep seeing everywhere, obviously all saying classic anti-gun slogans? Mm. We're not anti-gun, just ban them all. And do something, not one more of us left can die. And all of you that don't do what we say, you're causing our death. I mean, this goes, and so again, it's only these four students over and over and over and over and over and over. So that right there means they're skewing in the media what's being said and done. Then he goes on and says, I'm not a crisis actor. We're not saying you're a crisis actor. I don't know anyone that is saying it. Jim Hopkins is not saying it. InfoWars is not saying it. You're not saying it. What we're saying is, don't let a good crisis go to waste. Rahm Emanuel, the clip we played earlier, Hillary Clinton saying the same thing. They're clearly seizing on this, blaming all gun owners, when the big story is all the early warnings were there. His girlfriend said he was going to kill everybody. They warned people. We've had guests on that called the FBI. Nothing was done. They totally changed the subject away from that when crazy people are running around, and they say it's all our fault, Milo. That right there is outrageous that we're being blamed for this, and it makes me angry.
Well, one of the most effective forms of political of weaponizing these tragedies is identifying villains and victims. And so it was very it was very important for activists to take to the streets, Democrat politicians to take to the streets, celebrities to take to the streets, and immediately identify the villains, not as the shooter, but as the NRA, Trump, anybody who likes guns, anybody who may ever have voted Republican.
And now they have huge billboards still up for now 6 days saying kill NRA reporters,
right,
or kill NRA supporters. And then that's allowed to stay up in this total climate of violence.
And what you've noticed is a transposition. I mean, the guy who actually did this shooting was a crazy kid. He was on antidepressant medication. Wouldn't it have been more logical?
By the way, Resist 45, that is Antifa, the ones that kill cops. Sorry.
No, I mean, this guy is on medication. He's crazy. He's got no mom, all the rest of it. You could have chosen him. You could have chosen Big Pharma. You could have chosen, you know, many of the elements that were actually responsible for this tragedy. You could have chosen, dare I say it, wait for it, yes, the FBI for not acting on information they had. Nobody's suggesting the FBI has manufactured the deaths of children.
Yeah, we don't even want to go that far, but if you want to start saying who's to blame, he's on psychotropics, he has no parents, foster care, he's telling everyone he's going to kill people, he calls himself the school shooter for 2 years, the warnings go in and nothing's done, and you've got the liberal Democrat school standing down, waiting with a whole bevy of student actors who aren't involved, but are wound up, scripted, and prepared with to go public and put out the anti-gun line.
And there's a subtlety here that it's important to grasp. Nobody that I know, no reasonable person I know, is saying this was a setup, it didn't happen, and the kids are actors.
No, school shootings happen, there are evil people.
Nobody's saying that.
But the media says we're saying it.
They do. They say that many of us are saying it. But there's a more subtle distinction. Nobody's saying, you know, the FBI, this is a setup by the FBI. But what people are asking is, if the FBI had all this information, is there perhaps a sort of general tendency among the FBI, because ultimately
to let it happen,
serves their purposes, not to aggressively investigate and get these people off the streets.
You just said it. Let me devastate the whole thing. CBS reporter Shel Atkinson releases the documents. The ATF agents are like, why are we doing this? We're getting thousands killed. And they said, we're going to blame it on the gun owners and take the guns. We have them confirmed killing thousands and thousands, hundreds confirmed, you know it's thousands, hundreds of Mexicans with illegal guns that the government ordered gun shops to allow to be sold, shipped to Mexico, to then track them back and blame the Second Amendment. So if they would turn a blind eye and say commit crime to actually grease the skids to blame gun owners, would they do that here?
I mean, with what we already know about the political attitudes of FBI agents, those texts about Trump, you know, the extent to which the FBI had been compromised by the Clinton machine and by the Democrats more generally at the highest levels, is it so beyond the realms of possibility that there was a general feeling in the FBI, you know, possibly even stretching to the status of policy, not to aggressively investigate and to remove these dangers from the streets? Because let's face it, the fewer guns are in the hands of law-abiding, gun-toting, freedom-loving American citizens, the more power the government has.
And by the way, your equation, because I meant to make that point, Mylon, I'm glad you brought that up, because the Fast and Furious, if they've done it before, they'll do it again. They did it another time. San Bernardino, they killed a bunch of people at the Christmas party. The FBI agents at grassroots level, they tried to do their job at ground level with the federal marshals. They were criminally investigated for civil rights violations, were facing criminal charges because they wanted to spy on the mosque after the husband and wife went to Pakistan and Saudi Arabia for the first time and the imam was preaching violence. Then 2 years later, we learned they went back and forth. The attack happens, and it was the FBI that actually leaked that, hey, we tried to stop this. Mm-hmm. We were ordered to stand down because they did the equation. The Democrats did. Let them kill a bunch of people with guns. We'll just say it's non-Islamic like they did the first week. We'll just blame guns. Remember the first 4 or 5 mm-hmm. days they were blaming guns, mm-hmm. saying, oh, it's not Islam when it was. So that didn't work for them. See, but exactly, they ordered a stand down mm-hmm. of a violent mosque planning terror attacks, reportedly, people in the mosque planning it, yeah. because they wanted that event to take place, Milo.
Look at Omar Mateen, the Pulse nightclub shooting, when we, you know, it was...
FBI informant? Sorry, go ahead, you're totally protected?
Know, the dad is
mercenary.
There in the background at Hillary rallies, you know, all the rest of it. This well...
Florida again?
Well known to the authorities. 49, I mean, the liberals should have been leaping on this to protect their precious victimhood class. It wasn't just gays, it was Hispanic gays. It was quite far up the oppression hierarchy, you know. Hispanic gay people are pretty high up in the left's, you know, favored category, whatever. Did they aggressively investigate, you know, the causes of whatever? Did they
show? No, clearly. There's
a
stand down.
Sanford, you know, there was a mosque in Sanford with this guy who said that there was an imam who had spoken at the mosque in Sanford who said the compassionate thing to do about gays was to kill them all. And this was the mosque.
That was his imam.
This was the mosque that Omar Mateen was going to.
And then his father agreed with that later.
But no, the problem was gun control and toxic masculinity. Take Islam out of the equation and just use it to bash men.
Wow.
And bash guns.
Wow. We're going to come right back. We've got Jalen Martin, a senior at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High. He's pro Second Amendment, very open-minded, and the media doesn't want to talk to him. I talked to him about an hour and a half ago. He has got unbelievable revelations about what's happening behind the scenes when we come back. Just briefly, we've got to end this special. We've got to sell a ton of it to be able to fund the operation, but we do. It's such great toothpaste, 4-5 colloidal silver, and nascent iodine, super blue is 50% off, but it has got to end today. When I come back in tomorrow, there's going to be new specials, 25% off Brain Force, the liver and kidney cleanser, Icarin, oh my gosh, 50% off. Shell 4, 53% off. It's all got to end. I've been so slammed and busy. I have not gotten rid of these specials, despite the fact it's all about to sell out. I don't want to just sell out. I want to go back to regular price, but more comes in. So we got a lot of new specials coming up. Take advantage of those now. You are funding the InfoWar and the defense of the Republic. So your funding is vital.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Prozac, you know the number one, oh, that's the big sponsor, isn't it? Or that whole class of drugs.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, whoa, got to cut that off, don't you? Don't want to talk about the U.S. number one cause of death is suicide now because they give people suicide mass murder pills.
Calm down.
Your answer is give more money to the psychiatrist and psychologist to put more crazy people on drugs that make them kill people, Pierce.
Let's try and have a debate here.
Yeah.
Answer me this question.
Mm-hmm. I'm sick of the same old script here, bud.
That was back in 2013. Milo Yiannopoulos riding shotgun with me here in studio. We're about to go to one of the survivors, Jalen Martin, of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, who the media is not interviewing. Of the 3,000 students, it's four people they're talking to who are all anti-gun acolytes. But here's the big question everybody's asking. Were there crisis actors used there? Because the Democrats have been caught for Antifa and Democratic events putting up ads, paying up to $50 an hour for crisis actors, people that are part of government drills, you name it, to come out and be part of demonstrations. I don't think the evidence points towards that, but the media is using that, even though we're not saying it and others aren't saying it, to distract away from the four students they are focusing on out of 3,000 are Democratic Party members, their parents are, they're anti-gunners, and they are, because they're in the drama department, the journalism department, spouting these talking points. So, yes, they're political mouthpieces repeating things, and so they're operative, so we have a right to simply counter their political speech. They're in an adult's world. We're not attacking young people. We're not saying there wasn't a mass shooting. None of that. Milo, we're about to go to Jalen Martin, but what is your view on that? Because that's what the media is trying to do. Like, Trump and his son said nobody was shot there.
Well, this is a typical example of what happens after one of these
shootings. First of all, the villain is transferred or relocated. So they've relocated it from the guy who actually did it to gun owners, Republicans, Trump supporters, and whatever.
And now because they question the politicization of it, exactly. Now you're victimizing children,
exactly.
Even though these young adults are obviously scripted in the combine and spouting Democrat talking points.
And look at what happens when it doesn't quite go as they were hoping, and look at the way in which they distract attention. Jordan Peterson, for instance, is a famous professor who floored a Channel 4 interviewer, Kathy Newman, in the UK. He destroyed her.
He played the clip. He said, "You're attacking me. You disagree with me, you're making me uncomfortable. How can I say there's only men and women chromosomally if that hurts people's feelings? Sorry, that's what life's like." She goes, I can't answer you.
It was devastating. So what was the story about? Within 24 hours, mean tweets Kathy was getting. It was misdirection. Changing the story up.
People are bullying her now.
Changing the story up to prove some other part of leftist orthodoxy. Well, what's happening with this is very clearly, very obviously, the left media, which is bruised and battered and beaten and so humiliated by the Trump's election, is seeking to establish its legitimacy by calling into question, ordinary people's opinions, by laughing at people for being conspiracy theorists, by demeaning and belittling and calling names to anybody who does not support their...
Well, that's what they said. They said that by Trump allowing questions of events and saying CNN lies sometimes, he's opened it up to say no one died. No, you're a bunch of liars. You're the reason no one believes what you say.
Yes.
We're probably sure people did die there.
He didn't do this to CNN. CNN did it when CNN purposefully lied to its viewers. When it buses in protesters, and there are photos of them like corralling protesters into the shot. You know, CNN stages things. They did it to themselves. We didn't do it to them. But look how quickly the story has now changed from the gun thing. Now they've got the march and the organization, and they think they got the narrative locked down, and gun owners are on ABC or NBC dismantling their own weapons. Like, okay, we've won that. Now let's go for the jugular. Let's go for another victory. Let's give the right a bloody nose and call everybody.
And say they attacked all the poor children.
Call everybody asking questions, conspiracy theorists.
But they won't talk to anybody like Jaylen Martin, who is a senior there. Snopes, here's the story, put up on Infowars.com. Snopes puts out that he's not real. He calls them and they go, "Oh, we know you're real. We thought someone stole your identity." No, they were saying he was hundreds of miles away. So, Jaylen Martin, what is it like for you? I mean, you're in the school calendar. You're on the school's website. You sent us your ID before we had you on. But Snopes, run by George Soros, he comes out and actually says you are an actor hired by InfoWars. Document cam shot, please, while we talk to Jaylen Martin. So, Jaylen, tell us the latest developments and folks saying that you don't exist.
Yeah, so it was the managing editor of Snopes.com. Weirdly enough, they're a fact-checking site, but clearly they don't know how to fact-check well. If they showed me, like, being on school grounds, they probably said that this was Photoshopped or something like that. But no, I emailed her because she gave a tweet out that basically, if I am Jaylen Martin, then I'm lying, or I just, like, traveled there. I traveled really far just to come there for this, which is completely...
Yeah, she said you live hundreds of miles away and you're a fraud. So you called her.
Because I used to live in North Carolina, and she saw a bio that I wrote a year ago for a site that I wrote with a few people for. But I was trying to be professional. I emailed her back. I was like, okay, I should have changed this. But I don't necessarily fuck you on this. And she was like, oh, yeah. I thought that someone took your identity. No, you did not. You're lying. She was lying so hard about that. She clearly did not think this one took my identity. Who jumps to that conclusion?
Well, sure. They're the ones saying that. They're the ones saying don't question a victim when they're the ones that did it.
Exactly. As soon as someone appears on InfoWars or has an opposing view to the one viewpoint that they're going to express tonight, which is gun control. I'm supposed to be going to the CNN town hall. So hopefully if they don't, pre-screen questions like Donna Brazile and Hillary Clinton, then maybe I'll get to ask some real questions, not some that I prepared on a note card or that they prepared for me to ask.
Who's disrespecting children more? Is it the public who see a young kid obviously reading from a pre-prepared script and call it like they see.
Versus Jalen. He doesn't sound like he's on some script.
Versus Snopes.com, who won't allow a student who was there, a minority student, by the way, who the left ought to be leaping at to put on television, who has the wrong opinion about this stuff, claiming that he is not who he is. Who's disrespecting kids?
By the way, we had him send his ID, but we went and looked at it. It's all in the school. There's pictures of him. He's all over the place there.
Yeah.
They're just saying he's all made up.
Oh, sorry. I thought somebody was... You could say that about anyone who is ever interviewed by any journalist ever. Oh, I'm sorry. So I thought somebody was...
Well, here's the bombshell. Jalen, because we talked about 2 hours ago. Just repeating our little five-minute conversation in this segment of the next place, and we appreciate your time and your courage. You said the mindset of people. You said media talks to you. They find out that you're not anti-guns. They don't want to talk to you. The town hall that's coming up. You dropped some big bombshells. The fact that you know Hogg, you know David Hogg. Please tell us about it all.
Well, one thing that I was as I was about to come on, I was trying to go into depth to see if any of these four. I don't know what they want to call them, the Fantastic Four, but the Fantastic Four came in. One of them, I think his name is Cameron Caskey. I'm looking on the Douglas Drama Twitter.
Wait, you just named them. They're the Fantastic Four. I'm sorry. Sorry, let me...
Not coincidentally, is the worst superhero movie of them all.
I'm sorry, I apologize, Jalen.
It's the only crap superhero movie.
Jalen, you're pointing out they're in the drama class and they're in the journalist class. Sorry, Jalen, keep going.
So far, I've confirmed that, yes, Cameron Cass is in Douglas Drama, so that's one down, three more to go. But what I was telling you over the break was basically... I was at the vigil, I was taking pictures. Mr. Talk came up to me, he's like, oh, he's taking pictures for you, just doing that for pleasure. I was like, I'm not doing it for pleasure. And I'm taking pictures and it's for InfoWars. Like, oh, and he walked away immediately. Like, he knew that, okay, this guy's views aren't the same. It looked like he wanted to talk to me more in depth, but no, he didn't want that. And also, this is one thing I didn't get to tell you during the break. The very next day after the shooting, I walked up to the school, and there were, a bunch of media there. And I think this man was from Spain. He was a reporter. He was either from Spain or I can't remember where he was from. But anyway, he was talking to me, and he tried to bait me into saying that it was so unusual for someone to have a gun that was, young. He was like, aren't older people the ones who should have a gun? Don't you think that's pretty unusual? I said, it's unusual in the sense that it doesn't happen all the time, but it's not unusual in the sense that people can't have guns if they're younger. About protecting yourself.
Sure, Jalen, do me a favor. They're asking me, back off your phone just a little bit. It's a little overdriven. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I just think that it's them trying to push a narrative. This isn't just within this country. This is all over the world. They're trying to push the same exact narrative over and over.
Can I ask you a question? Putting aside the four, the Fantastic Four, which I love, that's the new thing, it just struck me as more likely that kids who had just been through an experience like that would be really enthusiastically pro-gun. They'd be like, yeah, we want someone with a gun to protect us. What's your estimation of the...
Come back. Jalen's an awesome witness.
Yeah,
breaking this down, but he was a little too close to his phone. We're going to come back, give him the floor for this segment a little bit more if we need to. We'll have Hoff on about 15 after or so. But I wanted to be able to just... I should just shut up like I did during earlier today, let him roll with all the stuff he witnessed, all the stuff he saw, and then get your take, Milo, because I want to get Milo's great wit on this. We start the fourth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Introducing Cellforce by InfoWars Life.